So you probably have noticed a lot of people are catching COVID these days. About 300 Connecticut residents are currently hospitalized with COVID-19, according to state health department records. The state averages about 55 new COVID patients a week. State Health Commissioner Manisha Jutani says there will not be a call for mask mandates despite the surge in cases.
We have all the tools at our disposal. And because we have treatments now that we didn't have before, we have the tools to be able to try to keep that hospitalization number down and keep it low enough so that our healthcare systems can manage the flow of patients that are coming in.
Federal data show Connecticut hospitals are at about 77% bed capacity, with 4% of the beds occupied by COVID patients. On Long Island, Suffolk County hospitals have about 190 COVID patients occupying 4% of available beds. You are listening to After All Things, WSHU's daily news update from the Connecticut, New York region. Sandy Hook parents ask for a stake in Alex Jones's bankruptcy trial, what new data reveals about vaccine rates in schools, and New York's assembly redistricting maps have been upheld. Those stories and more to come. I'm Sabrina Garone. A federal judge will listen to pleas from parents of children killed in the Sandy Hook school shooting. They have asked for a stake in conspiracy theorist Alex Jones's bankruptcy trial, WSHU's Mike Lyle reports.
The family say they are not interested in any financial gains from Jones's InfoWars program, for which he filed for Chapter 11 bankruptcy protection last month. Instead, they are seeking monetary damages against Jones and his parents' company, Free Speech Systems. The InfoWars host lost defamation lawsuits over his claims that the 2012 school shooting was a hoax. The parents later argued that Jones filed for bankruptcy to evade the upcoming trials and avoid paying the families. A federal bankruptcy judge agreed to have the parents make their case in a status conference on Friday. Court papers showed that Jones has spent $10 million in legal fees and lost $20 million in product sales because of the defamation cases. The next hearing in the bankruptcy case is scheduled for May 27th in Texas. Mike Lyle, WSHU News.
The number of students who failed to get school-mandated vaccinations in Connecticut grew during the first year of the pandemic. WSHU's J.D. Allen explains.
The State Department of Public Health released data on school-required vaccines for children in pre-K, kindergarten, and seventh grade. Immunization data collected in fall 2020, when most schools were closed due to COVID-19, found about 2% of kindergarten students had not received the measles, mumps, and rubella vaccine. That number is higher than the eight-year average of 1.2%. State health officials acknowledged there were challenges in scheduling in-person medical appointments during the pandemic. The state also released data for religious and medical exemptions for school vaccinations, which remained steady at 2.3% from the year before COVID-19. A law went into effect last year, repealing new religious exemptions for vaccines in schools. J.D. Allen, WSHU News.
A judge has declined to toss out New York Assembly district maps, what that means for the upcoming primary after headlines and a message from our supporter.
Support for After All Things comes from Hartford Healthcare. More COVID vaccine answers at hartfordhealthcare.org/vaccine or 833-621-0600.
Long Island Railroad users will experience some schedule changes beginning May 23rd. The changes will accommodate construction on a 10-mile-long third track between Floral Park and Hicksville, which is expected to be completed by December. Riders can expect a 25-minute delay for westbound Ronkonkoma Branch trains and eastbound Oyster Bay trains during weekday middays. And on weekends, trains between Penn Station and Huntington will run once an hour and once every 2 hours to and from Port Jefferson. Summer service is scheduled to begin running on Long Beach, Montauk, and Ronkonkoma branches beginning Memorial Day weekend. United Illuminating plans to study the habits of electric vehicle users in Connecticut. It's through a partnership with Bigly, a software company. Their goal is to lighten the load on the electrical grid by encouraging electric vehicle owners to charge their cars during off-peak hours. The Connecticut Utilities Regulatory Authority will oversee the management of the state's first EV charging program. The state aims to have around 150,000 EVs on the road by 2025. Republican gubernatorial candidate Bob Stefanowski says if he's elected in November, he will not attempt to change existing laws in Connecticut concerning abortion. Stefanowski released the statement on Wednesday. However, he did say the state should consider legislation that would impose a parental notification requirement for minors under the age of 16, except in cases of rape or incest. Some candidates for state Senate and Congress in New York will not have to collect new petition signatures to get on to the ballot. Von Golden has more.
The judge overseeing the redrawing of New York's congressional and state Senate maps approved the plan submitted by the State Board of Elections Tuesday. Candidates who collected hundreds of signatures under the old maps will not have to spend time and money collecting new ones. That's as long as their old petitions were verified. New candidates may also still file petitions to get onto the ballot for the rescheduled August primaries. This would be under a new timeline beginning May 21st. That's one day after the judge's timeline to finalize the new congressional and state Senate maps. Congressional and state Senate primaries are now set to take place on August 23rd. All other primary elections will take place on June 28th. In Vestal, I'm Vaughn Golden for WSHU News.
For the latest news from Long Island and Connecticut, you can listen anytime online at WSHU.org or on the radio. Thank you so much for listening and for sharing this podcast with your friends. If you like what you hear, you can help us out by becoming a member at WSHU.org. That's all for me today. I'm Sabrina Garone. We'll talk tomorrow.